Artwork Newspaper Issue 218, September to October 2021. Title, In the Country, with Stephen Barclay. Caption, Nick Jones finds a well-known name busy on a remote farm in Northumberland. Picture, classic fiffy type, both Edward Smith. I'm back at the old school gallery in Alnmouth. In the corner, some model fishing boats catch my eye, beautifully made by Edward Smith. Teacher, painter, and model maker, he trained as a graphic designer at Gray's in Aberdeen, and helped found what is now Peacock and Worm Printmakers. Brought up in Bucky, on the Moray coast, he was drawn to producing both models and prints of the fishing boats that have provided a living and a raison d'etre there for so many, for so long. That industry is now a mere shadow of its former self. Picture, model trawler. Edward's models show a deep understanding of essence of boat, true boatiness, a quality that can only come from generations of living close to, respecting, and working with the sea and its bounty. They are made with the grace, care, and simplicity inherent in all good design. No frills, no fancies, just a manifestation of fitness for purpose, meaning, crucially, designing from the inside out. That calls for an understanding of the traditional fishing industry, of how hand, head, and heart work best together, a respect for the nature of materials used, and a recognition of human scale. It reflects the deep wisdom and humility that both loves and fears the sea, and a rapport with the fish swimming there. Picture, Grove Pond Yacht MM2. It's called sustainability nowadays, but really it's common sense, fish for need, not greed. My sailing days began with a star model yacht, on the Round Pond in Kensington Gardens. Turns out Cliff Groves did too, except that he was in Suffolk, and he stuck with it. Now he is one of the country's few makers of high quality model pond sailing yachts. Like Edward Smith, Cliff trained as an artist and designer. After studying gold and silversmithing at the Sir John Cass School, he went on to be a visiting lecturer at the Royal College of Art, before taking off to Thailand, to establish his own jewelry making business, and to do some serious ocean sailing too. Now he's back, living in Northumberland, and devoting himself to Grove Pond Yachts. Talking with Cliff, I sense the passion, the love and the care, that is so inherent in his beautiful yachts. No wonder he has a full order book, with prospective customers having to wait a year or more for some models. In the course of our conversation, we agree that art and making are too important and central to being human to be narrowly defined. Interestingly, the most beautiful, traditional racing yachts are also the fastest, designed with a grace, beauty, and style, using natural materials, in harmony with wind, water, tide and current. They are so well balanced they enable a skilled sailor to be a winner. It's only recently that computer-aided design and synthetic materials have been developed, and it shows. Design, or lack of it, in modern shipping, reflects both greed and a poverty of spirit. Soulless and inhuman, these floating containers will soon, no doubt, be sailorless too, as efficient as the limited data with which they are programmed. Put simply, love, passion, skill, experience, and wisdom don't compute. French photographer Jean Gourmet put it thus in Men at Sea, from his time on trawlers. Industrial fishing wasn't the same. Aboard the old trawlers, with their open decks, I would have my best meetings with storms. Before, crews were at the mercy of winds, currents, fog. They withstood the sea with difficulty. Now, there is the violence of the engines, piercing, relentless rhythms that ruin man. The same veracity. To trawl, trawl again, beyond common sense. Suck the sea dry, and man too. It's lunchtime now, and the news is rolling. I catch the tail end, HM government to introduce a ban on shark fin trading. Thank goodness. Slaughtering sharks, just for their highly profitable fins, is more modern madness, too unbearable to think about. Just because machines can, and humans want, and it pays in spades, it is done, and to hell with the consequences. Take out any species near the top of the food chain and the entire ecosystem suffers. The joy of sailing, of interacting and being at one with boat, ocean, and weather is beautifully described by Adam Nicholson in his new book The Sea Is Not Made of Water. A disequilibrium at the heart of things, where nothing is stable, and yet everything coheres. Nothing is fixed, sail, sheet, rudder, my body, moving at each change in wind and sea. A climatologist compares the stability of the world's atmosphere to a dinghy, tipping, going back, tipping more, then capsizing, to the other stable state, which is upside down. Have I wandered some way from Edward Smith's fishing boats and Cliff Grove's pond yachts? Not at all. Now, more than ever, when every journey has to be carefully considered, every risk calculated, every addition to carbon footprint measured, there is time, need, and pleasure to be had from adventuring in the imagination, and what better place to start than with a day's pond yacht sailing, and the prospect, homeward bound, of a model fishing boat on the table, a glass of wine in hand, and, perhaps, a Joseph Conrad novel to read. Nick Jones, www.groverpondyachts.com, www.scottishfishingboats.co.uk.